听力课堂，听 class.com。
Saying that you're writing on spec, and with a first-person interview, you might actually sell that thing.
It's how much?
$750.
$500.
$650.
Done.
Oh, is that supposed to be like a joke or something? I know what you're whistling. Hello. This is a birthday present for my cousin.
That's great.
Wonderful stuff. All these found industrial parts. Land, tree, great. Is this, that's your preferred logo?
I think so.
It's nice. The whole thing is great. I think, look, I think you could sell these lamps in New York.
Maybe someday.
You afraid to try?
No, I'm not afraid. Just someday.
This is Brian.
Oh, Father Brian.
And Gills, of course.
Gil, yeah.
And George. He proposed at a butterfly farm in St. Thomas. The ring was inside a cocoon.
A little too Silence of the Lambs for my taste, but...
Well, he's an entomologist. Thought it was very unique. And finally, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed during the seventh inning stretch at an Oriole game.
Wait, don't tell me. Scoreboard lit up with Marry Me, Maggie.
It was one of the most wonderful moments of my life.
Highly suspect.
What do you mean? It was incredibly romantic.
Look, maybe it's just me, but... You know, if you gotta dress it up like that, it just doesn't ring true. You know, I think the most that anybody can honestly say is, look, I guarantee that there'll be tough times. I guarantee that at some point, one or both of us is gonna want to get out of this thing. But I also guarantee that if I don't ask you to be mine, I'll regret it the rest of my life. Because I know. In my heart, you're the only one for me.
I like it. I'd like it better on the scoreboard.
So is that what you said when you asked your wife to marry you?
Well, don't look so surprised. You got divorce written all over you.
I'm a work in progress.
So is that what you said to her?
No, I think I said something very eloquent, like, so, maybe you and I should, you know, what do you think, huh?
Now that's romantic. And with a proposal like that, you didn't find eternal bliss? What went wrong?
I don't know.
You don't know? Maybe you should ask her sometime. Never thought of that.
Even with everything that's happened, I have still never been married, and I still deserve a beautiful dress. Mrs. Whitmire?
Where are you going?
Oh, hi, Polly.
Oh, hi, Maggie.
You'll have to excuse her. Some of the children are afraid of you since you dragged that little boy up the aisle.
No, he tripped on his own shoelaces.
You've come for your dress. Good. It's in the back. I'll get it.
Actually, Mrs. Whitmire, I decided that I'm going to get this dress.
Ah. But the one you have on hold is lovely, dear.
No, I know, but I've changed my mind.
This is $1,000.
And I have $1,000.
The other one is only $300, dear.
Is that dress for sale?
It's just a lot of money to spend on one of your dresses, Maggie. After all, you only wear them for about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I guess that's...